My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So the poll question has to do with the quarterbacks who has the most improved this season, and Deshaun Watson running away with it for the AFC North. But again, there's some quarterbacks in this division that, like, what they exactly have to prove varies. Deshaun Watson has to prove that he can play a full season and provide potent offense for the Browns. So, I mean, will they have some scoring drives? Will they do some things? Yes. But doing what he did in Houston to an extent,
we'll definitely get
on the field.
Suspended. Oh, okay.
On the field, let's make that clear. And trying to take away from like all that, like you would hope as a football player and a competitive mindset that he is even like, dude, I need to show out this year. Like I need to prove some people wrong again, just from a pure football standpoint. Like, because you're a joke at this point, you are the butt of many jokes.
Yeah.
So you need to go out and shush some of those haters that are questioning your insane contract that you got and so far through 2 years have not lived up to. And that's what it is. It's more so like regular season. What can you do for us? For Lamar, the pressure is different. What he has to prove is get to a Super Bowl, you know, 2-time MVP, what he can do in the regular season. He's almost like an AFC Dak, right? Like, we've seen what you can do in the regular season. You put up good numbers, MVP-like numbers, but when you get to the playoffs, I mean, they have what? They have a win against the Titans a couple years ago. They have the win against the Texans last year in the playoffs. But when you go up against a Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, if you end up having to go up against a Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, if you have to go up against a Joe Burrow and the Bengals, like, are you going to be able to defeat them? And can you finally get yourself to a Super Bowl? I would love for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson to get to the Super Bowl. I wanted them to beat the Chiefs last year in that AFC Championship game. Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people wanted that. So I would finally like to see it come to fruition for him. But that is what he has to prove, is the playoff aspect, whereas Deshaun Watson is the regular season aspect.
Deshaun Watson has to rinse everybody's mouth clean of the terrible taste that he left as far as the whole massage thing, the creepy side. You know, I feel like if you go out there and win, people don't forget, but at least you'll have people cheering for you and talking about you for the right reasons.
Well, Cleveland also, that fan base is complete, like, degeneracy. Like, they as long as they win, they don't care.
They are. Pittsburgh was the same, right? Ben Roethlisberger was doing some really creepy stuff, but he won, so everybody just kind of forgives and forgets type stuff. Yes, the people will still drop some jokes and everything, but for the most part, you're viewed as a winner now, so, you know, you don't get as many jokes. That's the one thing Deshaun Watson is going to have to do, is come out there and play inspired football. Like, if he comes out there and he puts himself on an MVP, in the MVP conversation, I think people will start talking more about his football acumen other than the weirdness, creepiness, the contract that you got that we all kind of scoffed at. Like,
literally,
why the hell?
The most guaranteed money a quarterback has ever gotten.
Which was crazy. And then think about it, it was the Browns that did it, so you're like, oh, okay. Like, that kind of makes sense. With Lamar, I honestly think it's more than just winning the Super Bowl at this point, but he's got to beat Patrick Mahomes. Like, there's no other comparison for him. This is the Drexler Jordan thing.
This is like him and Josh Allen both, right? Yeah. Like, Burrow's done it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you look at some of the other guys, it's like, well, he's done it, so now you got to do it. It's
Drexler, Jordan, Barkley. Like, I mean, they're all cold, they're all bald, they all got this incredible skill set, but for whatever reason, they just couldn't beat Mike. And that's what kind of loomed over them more than anything, you know, and I think that's what's happening, starting to happen for Lamar Jackson. Like, you've got an MVP, check. So we know that you got two of them now. Now you've got not even arguably the best running back in the league on your team, which should kind of take some pressure off. Like, that play action should be murderous for this Ravens team. But they had the lead going into halftime for the AFC Championship, and then they tricked it off. And they lost. And so he's got to really show that, man, he can get over this hump that is Patrick Mahomes. If he does get to the Super Bowl, I think they can win. I think this Ravens team is good enough, but they can't get past this Golden State wall that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have put up.
Can I ask a question, though? Like, because of that, are we going to continue to devalue really good quarterbacks like a Josh Allen, like a Lamar Jackson that just continually come up against the GOAT? I mean, we had so many guys try to challenge Tom Brady unsuccessfully during his basically 15-year run. So what about Patrick Mahomes being so good makes them less talented? And I wonder, like, okay, so, like, yes, they have something to prove, and the Deshaun Watson thing to prove is much different than a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson action to prove. So who are we placing more value on? And is Patrick Mahomes being so good just making it worse for Lamar Jackson in, like, a daily conversation between football fans?
It's a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady situation. Like, throwing the ball, I don't think anybody would tell you that Tom was better than Peyton, right? Like, Peyton Manning was hit every blade of grass type accurate, you know, when he was out there. But he just, in those AFC championships and those, you know, divisional games, he just couldn't get past Tom until he did. And it was like, okay, you could. Same thing with the Ravens, you know, for a long time, just not being able to get past Tom Brady until they did. And it's like, you know, so you just have to be able to do it once. If he can do it once, I think people will kind of forget the fact that, okay, well, at least he's played in a Super Bowl. At least he's won a Super Bowl. But not beating, I think that probably digs deep at Lamar's soul, because as great as you are, as talented as you are, and trust me, we play Madden, there's probably two people that we playing with, that we're really playing with, and it's Lamar Jackson and it's Patrick Mahomes. And as good as Lamar is, he's not as good as Mahomes, and I think that has to sting so much.
Well, and I don't even think it's so much like devaluing the talent or the skill of these guys. I mean, again, Lamar, we've seen it now through his first time starting, through last season. I mean, MVP twice. It's just, we definitely put a little bit more weight into guys' career and skill set if they can get it done in the playoffs and lead their team to a Super Bowl. And I mean, we have never seen a three-peat in NFL.
No.
So if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs do that this year, first time ever, it's something that, like, yeah, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year, but if you're letting me take the Chiefs of the field this year, like, I'm going to take the field, just because I have never seen, no one has ever seen, a three-peat champion in the NFL. And again, like, the Chiefs are not going to win the Super Bowl every year for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career. So something's got to give. Who is going to be that quarterback to end up winning that Super Bowl, whether it's the AFC side, whether it's the NFC side? You know, since Mahomes has gone to the league, we've seen Matt Stafford finally get over that hump with the LA Rams.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm trying to think. Now granted, the other quarterback to win the Super Bowl when Mahomes entered the league was Tom Brady. So
yeah,
that is a little bit different there. But again, from now to the end of Mahomes' career, there will be other teams that win the Super Bowl besides the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And when you have quarterbacks as good as Lamar Jackson, teams as good as the Ravens, organizations as good as the Ravens, coaching as good as John Harbaugh, that is what is next for them. Is that's the next step in their in his career story is getting to a Super Bowl. Hell, just getting to a Super Bowl at this point will help him out. But I would just, again, I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I want to see him pull it off. And that's the pressure that he's facing. Joe Burrow, to me, as far as what he has to prove, it's just staying healthy. Like, you just need to stay consistently healthy for consecutive seasons at this point.
That's an offensive line issue.
And, yeah. I mean, that was the problem the first year that
Even
he had.
When they got to the Super Bowl, that was the huge knock on them, is that offensive line can't stop anybody.
Yep. So, for him, it's just staying upright and staying healthy for a sustained amount of time. That will be one of those that I pray we don't look back and we look at Joe Burrow in 10 years and we're like, man, if he just would have been a little bit more healthy, because that's he's a couple more seasons of missing 6, 7, 8 games a season of having that narrative too. Like, man, he could have been one of the all-time greats if he just could have stayed upright.
Joe Burrow has lost his damn mind. He's been hit too many times. He's dyeing his hair like Slim Shady. Like, Joe Burrow's losing it a little bit.
And then the Steelers quarterback situation, where it's like, you know, Russell Wilson, I hear what you guys are saying, is that he doesn't really have to prove anything. He's kind of cemented his legacy with the Seahawks. I think the Broncos situation was just tough because Sean Payton is a very different type of head coach and offensive coach. Him and Russell, I think, just did not like each other.
Who was the coach before that? Which is BS to me, because the one thing Sean Payton said in that whole thing was, I don't want him out there kissing babies and everything else. Like, and you coach Drew Brees, and who kissed more babies than Drew Brees in New Orleans? No one. Like, so he was the poster child of the good guy. And so now all of a sudden you got a real good guy in Russell Wilson, and you're like, no, I don't like what you're doing. Like, so that was the whole thing. Who was the coach before that? He was so forgettable.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Thank you.
For a year. And then Vic Fangio before that, I believe.
But I want to say that Russell's first year, he never had Vic Fangio.
No. It was Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
He's a great family man, though, right? So that means he's going to be a good NFL coach. Ridiculous.
Yeah. The one question, though, concerning the Steelers, the biggest concern there is, It's not head coach Mike Tomlin. I don't even think it's quarterback Russell Wilson. It's the guy calling the plays on offense, Arthur Smith, because we saw what the Falcons look like him as a head coach. Now, granted, when it comes to coordinators, some dudes are just better coordinators and should have never been a head coach. And when you can just worry about what you know and calling plays and putting your players in the right position on the side of the field that you know best, not having to worry about clock management, timeout management, everything that comes with being a head coach, you know, the depth chart on both sides of the ball.
I'd just rather be a coordinator.
Well, he also had, he put all his chips into Desmond Ridder. That was a major fail. Like, you don't really, as the offensive coordinator, you don't really choose your quarterback. As the head coach, you do. And he chose the wrong guy.
Well, and we'll get into the NFC South next week. I mean, like, that is going to be a huge look at the Falcons as far as quarterback and their head coach, offensive coordinator, as far as, like, what they're going to be able to do. Because when you have Drake London, Kyle Pitts, I feel like I'm forgetting someone on the wide receiver core. But when you have the talent, the weapons that they do, then that's where people are going to look at Arthur Smith and the Falcons and his tenure versus this next year is like, all right, dude, like you really dropped the ball over there.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.